This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Captain John Reagan's with us. And, John, we've got Rick in Florida. Rick, you're on the air with Captain John Reagan and me. Welcome.
Hey, Vince. Hey, John. How you doing, man?
Well, what are you up to, Rick?
A little better. Well, you know, I'm playing around doing research on this power plant that a guy over in Germany manufactured, and a lot of people think that it's a hoax, but I've seen it work. So, yeah, in theory and in reality, it does work, and people out there in the class in the world, you do not have to pay the power company for your power, okay? You can manufacture your own little power plant and stop giving your money away. That would look good in your pocket, wouldn't it?
So Rick, what have you accomplished? You have you've seen the model from Germany, and let me just
I saw describe that a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and, well, I came down with cancer, you know, Fukushima, the gift that keeps on giving. And I've been up and down with my health, and, well, my little project got put on a back burner and rusted away because I didn't do any primer and paint and the rest of it. And in Florida, the salt oil, salty air and the rain and all the rest of that tears everything up. So pretty much I got to start all over again, and, well, I got to thinking, you know, I listen to the show every day on YouTube because, well, just today I found I decided to go look up GCN and see whether or not there was a live link. And, hey, guys, you don't have to listen on YouTube. You can go and listen to it every day if you want. Just go to GCN and look for the live link. And you can listen to it while it's on air, 30-second delay probably, but, you know, you don't have to wait. Anyway, so I, you know, I got to thinking, I'm tired of paying for power too, okay? And the threats that are being thrown around and all the stuff that's going on in the world, it's inevitable that pretty soon we're not going to have any power. And I'm tired of paying power bills just like everybody else. So, you know, I'm going to get back into it, you know, whether I feel good or not, and I'm going to put another one of these together.
Okay, so let me describe to the class what we're talking about. Back in the 1980s, when I was a computer jockey, we wanted to have clean power for our microprocessors, our mid-sized processors, and our mainframe computers. And one way of doing this was hooking a motor up, a very large motor, to the power grid, and coupling that shaft to a generator. So you have an electric motor from the grid connected directly to a generator, and then you connect your computers to the generator power. And the reason for that is you'd have this great big flywheel effect. So if there were these momentary brownouts, the big flywheel would keep rotating the
exactly.
The generator motor assembly, and it would provide smooth power.
Exactly.
Yeah, not uninterrupted, but it would smooth out some of the ripples and the bumps. Okay, and what you're talking about is doing the same thing,
exactly.
Except you're talking about taking the output of the generator and bringing
one
it back
way.
To the input to the motor, and having the generator power the motor that's powering the generator that's powering the motor, and then you can siphon off some of the excess power. Isn't that correct?
Third leg of the third phase, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Leaving you still with an abundant amount off of the third leg to run somewhere else, but I wouldn't max that out.
Mm-hmm. And so how big of a system did you build?
Oh, I made a small one. It was probably something like maybe 20 amps, 25 amps.
At what voltage?
In a pinch, that's a lot of power.
At what voltage?
115.
Okay. So 20 amps, that would be the amount that you would draw from a typical circuit.
Single circuit breaker, yeah.
A single circuit breaker in your house. Now, in our case, we could power the two refrigerators with that and the lighting in the kitchen, providing that they didn't all power up at the same time.
Yeah.
So you're saying that you could run a refrigerator and a freezer and the kitchen lighting all from this device.
There's a company. Okay. There's a company in Africa that manufactures PGM generators. Okay, for those that don't know, these are magnet generators. Okay, magnets inside of a winding, and the winding spins around. The yoke on the inside of the generator spins around past the magnets and creates a current, which then they run through a rectifier, and they smooth it all out with different controls to give you exactly what you want in your power needs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so anyway, they make various sizes of these generator heads, is basically what they are.
Rick, let's do this. Let's schedule you for a broadcast, and we'll get you on for an hour, and you can tell us in detail how this works, what you did, how you built it. Would you provide our engineer off the air with your phone number, and we'll chat after the broadcast. How about that?
Vince, I'd love to, man, but, you know, it's just a quirk that I'm even up right now because, you know, dealing with this cancer, I'm up and down all over the place. But I am keeping in touch with Ed.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay, Ed in North Carolina, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've been sending him pictures and sending him stuff, you know, links and stuff so that he can check out what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Yeah, this... You know, if you take one small motor, like a 14-amp motor, I know we ain't going to waste a lot of time because John, he's always behind on the news and he's trying to get out and we're eating up his time. Sorry, John. But if you take one small 14-amp motor and you hook that up to a hydrostatic transmission, okay, like if you go out and buy yourself a junk lawnmower, okay, and take the transaxle for the rear wheels and put that like in the middle of a frame, and then put your generator on each side of it with a flywheel over top of your hydraulic system. Have the hydraulic system run the flywheel. The flywheel will turn the generator motors, and then you'd have to have a switch so that you could plug the thing into the wall or into a generator to start it off with, and then flip the switch, pull the plug out of the wall, and it will self-run by itself. Ladies and gentlemen, you now know the secret on how to make your own power.
Let me see if I've got this right. Rick in Florida, let me see if I've got this right. You take, like out of a Cub Cadet or similar little lawn tractor.
Right.
And instead of the
right ratio of torque.
Okay. And then, so where one wheel would be attached to this, you have two wheels attached and an input shaft.
Right.
So one wheel would be attached to the generator, one wheel axle would attach to the motor, and then you turn maybe this thing on its the input shaft vertically that would normally come from the lawnmower engine, you attach a flywheel to that. Is that correct?
Let's back up just a little bit. You know the transaxle where the motor from your 14, 24, 30 horse, 40 horse gas engine
mm-hmm.
goes to the pulley?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That would get hooked up to a small 14-amp motor.
Okay.
So that 14-amp motor would turn the pulley on top of the transaxle. The transaxle would spin the flywheel. The flywheel would have three pulleys on it, and those three pulleys would go to A, the hydraulic transaxle, B, and C, it would go to two generator heads if that's what you wanted it to go to.
Okay, do you have a picture of this that you can that we can post?
Well, partially in part, but I sent it all to Ed. See what he's got.
Okay, all right. I'll talk to Ed after the broadcast and maybe this evening when he's free, and we'll see if we can get some of this posted.
The fearful thing about this is that the powers that be don't want people to know about this stuff. And if you want to market this, they will more than likely try to extinguish your lights.
Hmm. Yeah, Venezuela might be very interested in this. So, Rick, I really appreciate your call. And if you want me to put you in touch with Dr. Vickers in Mexico, USA Prepares Instructor, or Dr. Norman Shealy, or Dr. Sergey Soren, please let me know.
I sent Shealy an email, but, he says, hey, if you want to make an appointment, I said, yo, Doc, I'm down here in Florida, you're up in Missouri, and that just ain't going to happen.
Okay, he'll be on the radio with us tomorrow. Why don't you give us a call?
I'll try to stay up or try to figure out how to get up and stay on, get on the phone, but, I can't make any guarantees, man. I mean, the stuff I'm trying, with the apricot seeds and all the rest of it to knock out this cancer so that I don't have to have this next operation on the 23rd is like, this is mean stuff, man. Sometimes you feel like a 4-ton elephant is sitting on your chest with a flamethrower on full blast pointing it at your face. You know what I'm saying? So.
Give us a call tomorrow, Rick. Give us a call tomorrow, and we'll see if Dr. Sergey Soren and Dr. Norman Shealy can help you, okay?
He's got my email.
Thanks. Yeah. Thanks so
All right,
much.
Thanks, man. Have a good one.
That was Rick in Florida. John Reagan, you've got a lot prepared for today. Where do you want to start?
Well, there's not really time to get into it before the break, but I'll just make a comment from last hour, a little humor. We had John Moore, myself, and John from GCN, so we had three Johns, no waiting in line, and that used to be a lot funnier. Nowadays, you have to get some rules. So here's the rules. If you have a weenie, you're a boy. If you don't, you're a girl. If you're still confused, you're probably a Democrat.
Yeah, and did you read the story about this baby? This baby who is sexually active at about around 1 year of age and actually has a weenie the size that a full-grown man would have?
Yeah, the hormonal disruption is fantastic.
Yeah. We're in a lot of trouble. Where have you heard that before, class? Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. If you'd like to follow along in class, please click on the news tab. John?
And let me just apologize to those of you that don't have internet. There's a lot of news there today, and I've only got three articles on tap for discussion. First up is, the link is called Personality Recognition. And we've talked about facial recognition before. But there's a company in Israel that says its technology can spot character traits that, in their terms, that are undetectable to the naked eye, that can tell if you're a terrorist or not. Now, if this technology pans out, that really has some interesting implications, because we pretty much believe that you know, you just can't judge people by their looks. And yet we do. And, you know, there's some people you look at and they just give you the creeps. If this technology pans out, there may be some evidence scientifically that there are ways of judging people by the way they look. So just another bit of the spy tech puzzle here. There's a lot more going on that we haven't had a chance to talk about. And, I might just say what a couple of them are. One, FBI lab test, they have a dog that can sniff out electronics. So if you're trying to hide documents on, like, a thumb drive, those aren't safe anymore. And the top one under spy tech, Let There Be Matter, talks about, and this is a two-year-old article, how science is on the verge, if not already there, of creating matter out of energy, specifically photons. So it's getting to be a more and more interesting world that we're in. And did you have anything to add to that before we go to radical rules?
I was thinking about the electronics, and what you're saying is that there's an odor that circuit boards seem to have. And it's an odor of like a phenolic resin. And what we're talking about is that smell that is given off by the electronic circuit boards and other electronic devices can be picked up by those with a very sensitive sense of smell, animals. And it's not that they can imagine the data on them. They can just find the device, like the thumb drive or the hard drive, based on the smell that those devices give off. So now, I guess what we're saying is if you're pulled over and if they're searching for drugs, I'm talking about the blue team, if they're searching for drugs, they may also say, well, do you have a hard drive? Do you have a thumb drive? Do you have a computer? And those scents can be given off, and the animal can find them. So I keep thinking, John, why is it that many of us don't put cayenne pepper on the threshold just at the base of our car door? So when you open the car door, the first thing that an animal might smell would be the strong smell of cayenne pepper to disrupt the sense of smell. I mean, this is really getting out of control, what these guys are doing. And John Moore talked about low-cost alternatives to, low-cost solutions to high-tech problems. And that's a low-cost solution, I believe.
And it's not just your car, it's your home and office as well. So multiple places you have to take care of.
You know, I read George Orwell's 1984 with Big Brother many, many years ago, and then the clock turned to January 1, 1984, and I said, well, it hasn't happened. Well, it's here now. It's here now. Cameras everywhere. And, class, I'd like to assign some homework. If you decide that it's important for you and your family to survive, I think you absolutely, positively must watch the video Jericho. I'm watching it for the third time. Joey in Michigan's watched it about as many times. And each time I watch it, there are little nuances that I pick up that are absolutely captivating. Jericho, the television series. Please purchase it, watch it, share it with your friends and family. I think it's a documentary. They took it off the air. Absolutely required homework. Jericho. We'll be right back.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class posted on USAPrepares.com, page one, is John Moore. It's Monday, June 6th at Beef O'Brady's. The link is there, page one, USAPrepares.com. And also, I mentioned the toddler, a one-year-old with sexual urges and the male organs of a 25-year-old and the testosterone of a 25-year-old, if you want to read that. That's the kind of abnormalities, mutations that are happening right now. John Reagan?
Especially in this political season, it's really time to understand the rules the enemy goes by. And radical rules is what the link says that comes to a link and this is something we could easily spend a two-hour show on. And to fully get into it, you'll really need to read the book. The resident in the White House is rather fond of this book, Rules for Radicals, written by Saul Alinsky. And it's interesting that the dedication to the book is to Lucifer. Now, if you go out and buy a more recent printing, that dedication's not there. However, if you go down to your library and check out the book, you will find it. I checked the book out when I was there in Springfield. And, yeah, sure enough, it was there. So I just want to read through the rules. There's 24 rules. 13 of these are power tactics. 1, power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. 2, never go outside the experience of your people. 3, wherever possible, go outside the experience of the enemy. 4, make the enemy live up to their own book of rules. And that's one where they really get Christians to, you know, force them to live within their bounds and not attack. And we also see that in modern warfare where you'll see a hardened facility, a military command and control center, put right next to a hospital or a school because they know if we attack that with enough firepower to destroy it, that the damage to the school or hospital would be such that we'd be subject to such ridicule. Which brings us to 5. Ridicule is man's most potent weapon. 6. A good tactic is one that your people enjoy. 7. A tactic that drags on too long becomes a drag. 8. Keep the pressure on with different tactics and actions and utilize all events of the period for your purpose. 9. The threat is usually more terrifying than the thing itself. 10. The major premise for tactics is the development of operations that will maintain a constant pressure upon the opposition. 11. If you push a negative hard and deep enough, it will break through into its counterside. 12. The price of a successful attack is a constructive alternative. 13. Pick the target, freeze it, personalize it, and polarize it. And then the other 11 rules described what he calls the ethics of the means and ends. 1. One's concern with the ethics of means and ends varies inversely with one's personal interest in the issue. Accompanying this rule is the parallel one that one's concern with the ethics of means and ends varies inversely with one's distance from the scene of conflict. 2. The judgment of ethics of means is dependent upon the political position of those sitting in judgment. 3. In war, the end justifies almost any means. 4. Judgment must be made in the context of the times in which the action occurred and not from any other chronological vantage point. 5. Concern with ethics increase with the number of means available and vice versa. 6. The less important the end to be desired, the more one can afford to engage in ethical evaluations of means. 7. Generally, success or failure is a mighty detriment of ethics. Determinant of ethics, sorry. 8. The morality of a means depends upon whether the means is being employed at a time of imminent defeat or imminent victory. 9. Any effective means is automatically judged by the opposition as being unethical. 10. You do what you can with what you have and clothe it with moral garments. 11. Goals must be phrased in general terms like liberty, equality, fraternity, of the common welfare, pursuit of happiness, or bread and peace. And while we know Obama is fond of this, Hillary Clinton is also a follower of Alinsky. In fact, the thesis that she wrote that was sealed while Bill was in office is about Alinsky, and there have also been letters come out showing that there was direct correspondence between the two. So if Hillary ends up in office, you can expect the same type of Alinsky tactics for the next 4 to 8 years. Vincent.
John, what I've heard is that, and tell me if I'm wrong, anything goes. Anything goes. Deception, lying, cheating, just so that you can change the morals just to get the desired end result. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, and that's true when you're talking about other ideologies too, such as communism or Islam. They will tell you that lying is not acceptable, except when it's used against the enemy. And who's the enemy? Anybody that's not a part of the ideology.
You know, I was thinking about Dishonest Abe and the lies that he spun. You know, so it seems that with government, as far back as Honest Abe, as far back as before the Declaration of Independence, those who have been running this country have been lying. And even the Boston Tea Party was a lie. It's let's blame the Indians. Let's blame the Indians for what we've done. Started out early in this country's beginnings that we've been liars and cheats and thieves. It's an outrage. And you know, we keep looking to these pathological liars as the people who are going to solve the problem. They haven't solved the problem. They created this morass that we find ourselves in. And I can't imagine what any of them who is running for office that's an already inside the government can do to make it any better. I can't. What a mess. And, you know, John, Even when you look at the police are allowed to lie to you, but you can't lie to them. Who makes up rules like this? An uneven playing field. So I think if they have bazookas, we have the right to have bazookas. If they have machine guns, we have the right to have machine guns. If they can lie, well, so should we. This goes against my moral fabric about honesty and integrity. But, you know, I know a guy who was pulled over for DUI. And he went through all the training and all the expense and all the stuff that the government makes you go through. And then after he was rehabilitated, we'll say, he went before the review board and they said, well, have you had any alcoholic beverages to drink? And he said, well, yeah, I had a beer. It was about a year ago. You know, and that's all I've ever had, you know, since the DUI. And they said, you can't have your license. Because he was honest. What I think he should have done was say, oh, no, I wouldn't think of it. Now, I'm intentionally saying that it's okay to lie to these guys because they make your life pure hell. Now, I'm not suggesting that we have drunks go out on the road lying and then drinking and driving. No, this guy doesn't drink anymore. But because he was honest, he was really penalized by a bunch of people who lie to him. It's not right. It's not right. But if they're their rules, then let's use their rules against them. Back to you, John.
It's like when I point out the EMP Commission report to people that aren't aware of it. I try to make the point that, you know, it's a crime to lie to Congress. But do you know what it's called when Congress lies to us?
Politics.
Politics. Yeah.
John, have you seen recently House of Cards?
No, I haven't.
Have you seen it at all?
No, I haven't.
Okay, House of Cards. It's about it's a documentary on our political system. It's about how the characters in this series lie, cheat, steal, murder, drug, corrupt, threaten, coerce, intimidate, all so that they can climb to the topper of the ladder in Washington. It's everyone has a gun to everyone else's head. And it's threats, it's intimidation, it's immorality, it's cheating on one's own family, wives lying to husbands and husbands lying to wives. It's a documentary about the cesspool that we call Washington, D.C. House of Cards. It's vulgar. It's offensive. It's disgusting. It's got sex in it that shouldn't be there. But I'm sure it's just the tip of the iceberg of what we see in Washington. It's Congress. It's senators. It's the cabinet. It's having military attacks for political reasons. It's absolutely an outrage. And I believe it's a documentary on our system. House of Cards on Netflix. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Pat Matthews back again to talk about BuySellMakeOffer.com. And this time, it's all about selling your stuff online. Here's my son Frank.
I just listed two video games I no longer play, Battlefield Bad Company and Gears of War, and I expect to get $10 each for them real soon.
And was it hard?
Nope. I just set up my free account that's good for 30 days and put them out there for everyone to see.
BuySellMakeOffer.com makes it so easy to sign up and list those things around the house that you no longer need, but somebody else always does. Start your free 30-day trial right now. And remember, there is never a listing fee with BuySellMakeOffer.com. Sell your video games, old vinyl records, furniture, cars, yes, even your home, and so much more. You can even use video and Skype to buy and sell. Join the revolution. Go to BuySellMakeOffer.com right now. What are you waiting for?
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
It's going to be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Captain John Reagan's with us. And John, out your neck of the woods, highway electronic road signs were changed over the Memorial Day weekend, and messages such as Bernie for President, Donald Trump is a shape-shifting lizard appeared on them. Did you get a chance to see any of that?
I just saw the headline. I hadn't had a chance to read the article, but it just goes to show how safe these things are from being hacked into.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay, what's next?
The third article, and I'm going to have to flesh this out next time, the course that changed my advice. And somewhere in the 2007 to 2009 time frame, I started giving the preparedness advice of you need to find or build a community because there is just so much to learn. There's so little time. And, you know, even if you have a good-sized family, there's just not enough of you to do everything. There's so many skills and so many duties. And because we haven't lived that lifestyle in so long, we really don't understand how much work it is. So then in April of 2010, I took a homesteading course, 3 days worth. This is at a intentional community near Waco. And the topics that were included were organic gardening, using raised beds, orchards, vineyards, poultry, beekeeping, culinary herbs, and they have this really large herb garden there. Dairy animals, which includes both cows and goats, fencing, barns and sheds, and water supply. And before I went to this, I thought, by the time I'm done with this, I'm going to have a great foundation and be in great shape. Well, after those 3 days, and many of the people there had been there 20 years putting this community together, they're still learning things. And, you know, I knew we don't have 20 years to get ready. So my advice after taking that course is you need to find a community. And that may even be more challenging than building one. That's how we ended up in the Ozarks, is we searched for communities, and we thought we'd found one, done the research on the internet, visited there three times, two of those three times with Becky, and it wasn't until after we moved there that we found out how bad the leadership really was. The people there were pretty great, and of course, being the way things were, people left or escaped, as we put it. And because of that situation, and don't have time to get into it today, it basically left us in worse position than when we went there. So that's why, living here in an apartment in Dallas, which is not survivable, I still understand more because I did live on a working farm, even if it was dysfunctional, for 6 months. Of course, that was winter and spring, so there's a lot of the annual experience that I didn't get, plus this education that I did get from people that do live this type of lifestyle. That's why I'm so insistent on getting your act together, getting the people together, getting the skills learned, getting the tools that don't rely on the supply chain, so that you're able to continue raising food and providing for your family once the poop hits the props.
Very well said, John. And, in about 45 seconds, I'm going to begin farming again today, as I do every other day. It's hard, it's heavy, it costs a lot. Everything's broken on our farm, and before I can do any farming, I have to fix whatever it is I'm going to use, because it's broken. You're absolutely right. Captain John Reagan, thank you so much for sharing your expertise and your time with us here at USAPrepares.com. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.